opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds! Sorry, that was my best Mark Kent imitation.
Yeah.
Mark and Linda Kent will not be here today. I think they might be at the going to the Call to Action Town Hall, and that's today. It starts at 1 p.m., doors open at noon. It's at the Tehama County Fairgrounds, 650 Antelope Boulevard, Red Bluff, California. And the topics of discussion are going to be the Second Amendment, State of Jefferson, Cottonwood Minutemen, Tehama County Deputies Association. The speakers are going to be Mark Baird, Mark Herr, Woody Clendenin, and Jeanette Finnicum. And this is Sovereign Minds. One thing I forgot to mention on the last show, the Jefferson State of Mind, was if you want any more information about the State of Jefferson and the movement, you can go to soj51.org. And right now there is a Citizens for Fair Representation lawsuit. The CFR legal team is Scott Staffney, Gary Zerman, and Alex
Kozanski.
Kozanski, yeah. And he was actually the Chief Justice of the Ninth Circuit at one time. And if you'd like to, you know, make a donation, whatever, you can go to soj51.org. They have PayPal. Or you can, there's an address you can send a check, whatever you want to send out, because it is very, very expensive for these lawyers and all the filing fees and stuff. You can send your check to State of Jefferson Formation, make it out to State of Jefferson Formation, P.O. Box 751, Palo Cedro, California, 96073.
We all need to support that lawsuit. So Jefferson has roughly about 1 million people. If we all contributed $5 and commit it to that, we'd have already funded all this. But there's been an active campaign to undermine our efforts in the social media platforms. You know, so
don't get this movement mixed up with New California or any like imposters.
Greater Idaho.
Yeah, or imposters like that guy that showed up.
Oh, yeah.
Over there. The Idaho deal, that's kind of an interesting thing. I guess people in Southern Oregon are pushing that. But
yeah.
For me, I think it's a great idea. But I would rather stick with the State of Jefferson Formation. And I think it's a good idea because they are sending a message that we're tired of all this.
Well, I think we got to stick with the State of Jefferson because the new Idaho deal doesn't necessarily increase representation.
No.
And here, that's what we're going to get.
Well, that's about the balkanization of our country. I mean, depending on how awake you folks are that are paying to this conversation, if those that are overthrowing our Constitution can't control the United States, you know, and make us the forefronter in this world government structure that they're truly building, they want to collapse us into balkanized states like we've seen them do to the former Russia Republic, you know, how all those balkanized into their own little entities. And I believe that's what the Greater Idaho Movement is about because, you know what, people don't identify as I'm from Idaho in Northern California. They do as Jefferson because the people here, I want to express this as best I can. In Jefferson, you can find people who are potheads and ultra-conservatives and even liberals who, like, Jefferson NPR's Jefferson Radio over there, they all identify as Jeffersonians, even if they don't share the same political ideology. They're from here. This is their community. And nobody I've ever met.
Well, it really doesn't matter, like, what political ideology you come from. Freedom as an entirety is a beautiful thing. Excuse me, is a beautiful thing. And it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. Once you get a taste of that, you're not going to want to let it go. I mean, it's just going to be that simple.
Well, why do you think the people who are trying to impose all this collectivism on us don't want prosperity for us without the boot of government? If you're selling slavery to the state, to children, which is what they're teaching our children now, you don't want them to see the opportunity of liberty. Liberty brings prosperity because you're willing to work for it.
And they lose control.
Right. And well, that's
it's
why all these
about
other
control.
Well, that's why all these other movements have popped up. New California, we would be allies with those groups if their plan didn't interfere with our plans. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, they're going about a very unorthodox
well, they're
just, way.
They're dishonest, and I'm sorry. From what I saw in the very beginning of it, they're dishonest and not looking for liberty. It's more. I've tried to convey this message to Terry. It's the idle hand syndrome. If people are rejecting what the state's doing, we have to, as a movement of liberty, we have to advocate and convince them that our solution is the solution. And to keep the youth from embracing that, they throw so much other stuff at them that it prevents them from seeing the truth in a lot of ways.
Yeah. And I mean, California has one senator for every million people and one assemblyman for every half a million people. And I think the second worst represented state is Texas, and their representation is almost twice what California is. I mean, you get to some of these smaller, East Coast states, and their representation is awesome. So in 1862, when there was 417,000 people in California, they would have better representation with one senator and one assemblyman in the whole state because it was, it was only 417,000 people. Now you got, 35, 40 million people here.
40, 39 plus.
Yeah. So
that's a good way to look at it. I never thought about it that way.
Yeah. I mean, if you took one, you could have one senator and one assemblyman.
Two total representatives, and they were better. They would have been better represented than we are now.
In all California and back in 1860.
Well, I can tell you, and I'm going to share this with you. One of the veterans groups I used to participate in had access to the legislators. They do a veteran legislative day where you can actually talk to the different representatives. Because to be honest with you, if you have a problem with something that the legislators of Southern California are hoisting on us, they have no interest in hearing what you have to say at all. And our representatives are a joke. And I'm sorry, but
there's no sorry.
No,
they are.
Well, they're more concerned with maintaining the status quo than actually representing us.
What other job across the board? Can you walk in at average Joe's like us and walk out with five or six houses and millions of dollars in your pocket?
A rock star?
Not have to do any work. The people that are on the road.
Or be accountable for what you've done.
There you go. So people on the road making music and all that kind of stuff, that is a tough job.
Right.
Traveling every day.
Yeah, but I want to interject.
They've at least practiced and put their time in.
Right.
I hate to put it this way, but this is how I feel and this is what I've observed. Our government, the elected representatives, they're bobbleheads. They don't run this country. They don't run the government. The bureaucratic establishment upper levels are. If you look at who's writing our laws, who's benefiting from our laws, it's the upper levels of our government. They create those that are into computer programming might know what this is, but it's called obfuscation. It's where you intentionally throw a bunch of stuff out in front to hide what you're doing so that you don't see what's going on. People use it to keep you from reverse engineering their programs.
Alrighty. So we're going to go to a commercial break so the radio station can pay their bills. And you're listening to Sovereign Minds on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
What he was destined to be. Free.
Give me liberty, don't give me death. You know I'm gonna fight for my last breath. You wanna take my freedom away, and that's not gonna be easy. Give me liberty, don't give me death. You know I'm gonna fight for my last breath. You wanna take my freedom away, and that's not gonna be easy. From their former say, my daddy died of diabetes. They create drugs and design disease. Wake the fuck up, stop watching TV before it's too late.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. Get up, get up, get up.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch, located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading on California Street. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
She'd say Colorado if he'd take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in. And wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then?
Welcome back to Sovereign Minds on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We're sitting in for Mark and Linda Kent, trying to do the best we can. I know Mark is a very intelligent guru of a lot of things, so we're going to try to do the best we can. We're going to probably stick with a lot of State of Jefferson conversation and things that are wrong with California. Like Matt was saying, there's 500 and something
government agencies.
Government agencies.
Why?
Yeah, and I looked up some of those. You can go to california.gov. They have an acupuncture board. Air Resources Board, which we all know about for CARB, which is a complete catastrophe.
Acupuncture board,
yeah.
Acupuncture board.
And then they have, I was noticing there's a lot of agencies that are almost like the same agency, but they, I'm thinking, why don't they just consolidate them, like California Commission on Aging, and then they have the Department of Aging. the Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control, and then they have the Alcoholic Beverage Control Appeals Board. So I don't know why those aren't consolidated. And here's another one, the California Arts Council Board, which fosters arts initiatives. My throat's, I'm going through puberty here.
Oh, that, my voice, you can't steal my line. Come on now.
So the California Arts Council fosters arts initiatives that reflect contributions from all Californians, diverse populations, and I'm wondering why. Is that something that our taxpayers are paying for?
Absolutely, and that's what I was getting at. It's obfuscation. They create all this bureaucracy, and nothing actually gets done. It's like the labor board. If you actually file a complaint with an employer, you have to be on top of these bureaucrats for them to do their job.
Here's another one. Cool California. Its mission is to provide all Californians with the tools they need to take action to protect the climate and keep California cool.
That's not going to happen. We've been a desert for, as long as I can remember, and even prior to that.
Yeah. The problem with these boards is they're all appointed people, right?
Yeah.
And then they can set laws, they can set fines, mm-hmm. and they can criminalize you. Yep. And they're not elected officials. And it's not a legislative body that decides this stuff, which is why our laws should have no
legitimate authority, and that's the problem we're facing. That's why I was willing to call out Sheriff Basenko publicly a while back, is the law enforcement community, for the most part, have decided that because the bureaucratic establishment is giving them authority, that they'll just go along with it. I'm not the enemy of law enforcement. You know, I want a civil society, but I don't want to be enslaved to unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats who are pushing agendas that have nothing to do with the benefit of us, but for their ideology.
And there was a lot. If you can go to California.gov and look at all of these different, and there was a lot of environmental agencies, like the Delta Protection Committee, and then the Delta Stewardship Council. And they had dozens and dozens of these local councils. And here's one of my favorites right here. This council, it just makes me want to laugh. It's called the Fair Political Practices Commission. Yeah. The Fair Political Practices Commission is a five-member independent nonpartisan commission that has primary responsibility for the impartial and effective administration of the Political Reform Act. The act regulates campaign financing, conflicts of interest, lobbying, and governmental ethics. Yeah.
I didn't realize we were doing a comedy show.
Yeah, I didn't either, but this is great. I'm loving it.
Dun, 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 dun.
What I don't understand here, Jimmy, is everything you just described is the function of our legislators, not unelected, accountable bureaucrats.
Right. Well, this is what sums it up, this right here. The commission's objectives are to ensure that public officials act in a fair and unbiased manner in the governmental decision-making progress, to promote transparency in the government, and to foster public trust in the political system.
This is the absolute most effective commission to not do anything at all.
Yeah, where are they?
Well, and this is why we need the state of Jefferson, because this won't be allowed in our Constitution. In our rough drafts, this is already laid out, where you can't have these appointed governing bodies like this, bureaucratic.
Because we're going to have
a board. That's the solution.
We're going to have a constitutional oversight committee.
Yeah.
Right, right. And that's going to be interesting. I mean, there's still stuff to be worked out in that arena, but I do support what we're doing with Jefferson because of that. We've allowed ourselves to be sold into slavery to unelected officials that face zero consequences for the crimes they commit.
Yeah, and for folks out there who don't know, they have written a constitution. They're fine-tuning it, so we're really not going to talk about what's actually in it because it's not fine-tuned yet. So,
and it won't be one of those things that you got to vote for before you get to read it either.
Yeah.
It's still in its it's drafting stages. So.
Well, that's one of the things I tell people who I find don't agree with Jefferson for various reasons. I'm like, look, you have to realize everything that we're talking about, the people here get to decide on.
Yeah.
I don't have the right to say, because I believe this, then you have to go along with that.
Right.
You know, and
I get the, you know, the... Well, I like it. It's a good concept. I like where it's going. I like how it's working, and everything else is really good. But God, that name is just atrocious, or the flag is just ungodly. And it's like, well, when this actually gets through, we'll hold a poster contest or something like that, and we'll let everybody have a little bit of a say, because. Eventually, you know, there's going to be enough people that are going to want it one way or the other, and that's what the people are going to vote on, is a name and a flag and a couple of other things like your legislators and your and you know.
Well, that's what I tell people. It won't be perfect, but you'll have the representation to change it. Whereas you don't now. You have no representation. And you kind of touched on it earlier a little bit, Matt. But where we have all this technology today, you think it'd be easier to contact these folks? It's actually harder.
Yeah.
It's easier for them to sort out who they want to talk to.
Well, call and leave a message and see how quick they get back to you.
Well, they're only concerned with the people who will empower the government further. And I'm sorry, but before I became active as Jefferson, I was politically active because of the corruption I could observe. And the only thing that these people are interested in hearing is how are we going to expand the state and how much you're going to give us to do that. Beyond that, they're not representative. And that's one thing that really, really offended me with Brian Daly and his wife. The week before the election, I get a flyer from them saying that she's going to investigate corruption. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? The same thing that this willfully impotent Republican Party has done for the last decade?
Well, and I get tired of the voting so they can reach across the aisle. Well, some of the things that Brian Daly has voted for to reach across the aisle with are definitely against what I believe in, but then what did he get back that's like in kind? Because I've asked him that personally. What did you get us back in like and kind that you voted for? When your vote didn't matter one way or the other, you could have at least voted the way that your people here want you to vote.
Well, look at the fire tax. They repealed the fire tax, even though the government defrauded the people for all this money, you know, and it was being fought out in court. When it came down to it, the representatives just let that fight go to go along with what the system was going. Are they going to refund all that money that they sucked out of the population?
No. It'll be like, what was the article that came across that in light of the coronavirus that our city council members decided that they were going to allow force the REU to give back like $2 million or something like that in funds that was collected improperly. And all the pay holders are going to get something like $46 back or something like that.
Are you talking their customers?
Yeah, our customers. I can't remember what the exact verbiage of that article read, but basically it was DeQuisto had come on saying that because we're going through such hard times, we're going to force REU to give back $2 million or something like that, and revenue that was collected under the pilot that we had gone through several years back.
I don't recall getting a check from REU.
No.
Or a discount.
It's basically going to be like a credit, if you will.
Oh.
I don't think you're going to get a check because that would cost too much money and paper.
Yeah. I actually have it right here. The city council voted 3-2 to impose rate increases of 4% per year on water, 4% per year on wastewater, and 3% a year on solid waste. They'll be cumulative over the next 4 years. Apparently he voted no on that, and then he went on and apparently the good news that before that was that the city met and apparently they did vote to return $2 million from RU to ratepayers in round numbers. With 43,000 customers, it comes to about $46 per customer.
That sounds right. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue.
That was already credited to the customers?
They were crediting it to customers in the future.
Oh, okay. I'll be looking for that.
All of a sudden, we have $2 million extra dollars. Like, why isn't that $2 million?
I have an idea where RU,
should be in our pocket.
Where RU can get a little bit extra money, possibly, and maybe help with some of this unfunded liability, or more police and fire and all, or jails or all the other things you want, is leasing the lines that power Anderson, downtown Anderson. I talked with Jimmy on the phone about this, and I kind of ran this up the chain a little bit, but my position in the city, there's no way to get an idea up to the top, but is to lease the lines that feed downtown Anderson in 273, where you have all these jobs and businesses that close down when PG&E shuts off the power. We could keep them powered up. REU has enough power for it.
Okay. Let's get back to that after this break. You're listening to Sovereign Minds on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And if you got any... you want to call in at 605-4567. We'd like your comments.
The time has come for 51.
Yes, sir.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive. And a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
On the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Welcome back. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and this is Sovereign Minds. And let's go back to Sean. He was running a cool idea.
Yeah, I was just saying, if we could figure out, or if the city could figure out how to power downtown Anderson, like down 273, when the power goes out, or maybe all the time. Just lease those lands from PG&E. They're low-risk lines for fire danger. A lot of those jobs are working man jobs, and they don't have the money to power their homes on generators at home, and then their businesses also go down. So they're getting hit on both ends. If you could keep them working, I think it'd be a huge help, and it'd be a big revenue increase for the city of Reading as opposed to any kind of a tax increase. For me personally, when I look to whether I got to vote yes or no on an increase in tax, I first must be convinced that they have cut somewhere in order to raise my taxes here. You know, they have done the best they can to cut costs somewhere else.
Well, I would like to throw in that concept of if you need the proof that they're cutting, then if they can cut that amount of money to signal you that they're doing a good enough job, what they've cut can go right back into what we paid the tax for in the first place.
Exactly.
But, so maybe appropriately spend the money on what it is that you said that you're going to spend it on.
And then when does it end? So when does the tax end? So like this Measure A that didn't pass.
Thank God.
When would that end, right? We know how they left it open to end. You had to have 4 of the 5 vote to end it. But instead, write it in when is it going to, that it will end on this date. You're only going to do this for this amount of time, period.
I want to interject on this for two fronts. One, for the government agencies that Jimmy was talking about, this is why we need to regain control of this, because they're not allocating our resources right. The utility services should not, the city should not have a monopoly control. These bureaucracies, or not bureaucracies, but the corporate interests such as PG&E and the corporate interests of the city should not be monopoly controls over our ability to produce power and whatnot. And we've gotten that from government regulations. And you're right. The problem isn't our government doesn't have money. It's what they're spending it on.
Yeah,
I need to pay more money so that illegals can have health care when I can't afford their Affordable Health Care Act.
And then they want to fine, California wants to fine you now if you do not have health care. But in the meantime, illegal aliens get free health care.
Well, that goes into the bigger agenda. If you don't want America, you want people loyal to the government, not to the population, not to the principles of the country. And that creates an environment where these people are dependent on that. But trying to focus back on what we're talking about, there's too much monopoly control over our resources. And if the energy companies were allowed to make agreements saying, okay, stabilizing the power grid in this community is more important than who ultimately controls this. And God knows I do not want the government to control everything.
Yeah.
You know, because you look at how DMV is run, and these people think we want to give them more money.
Yeah, Newsom coming in and trying to take over PG&E. Could you imagine the mess, the absolute...
Well, they basically do control PG&E, though. And that is
a bureaucracy.
That is the issue, right? I mean, I think the private sector can always do it better. REU shouldn't necessarily be a government-ran agency. A privately ran power company would be better.
The problem with the government is
still ran by the California government. At least with REU, we have some say on the local level, with the power outages.
Well, the problem with the government-run anything is there's zero accountability. There's zero. They'll throw you and I in prison for the slightest thing, but these government agencies, they're above the rule of law. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
And with the major corporations like the power, go ahead, Jim.
I was going to ask Sean, isn't there a California, another board or something that oversees PG&E?
Yeah, I don't know the name, or something like that. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, was there any accountability for them on the campfire?
Not that I've seen. I know what you're talking about. In one of our groups, one of the gentlemen's retired from that area of industry.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And,
I know you're talking about.
And he's told me several times that it's the bureaucracy that's dictating to them. And I want to interject this real quick. These fires are not because of climate change. I'm sorry. It's called intentional mismanagement of resources, and that they would rather let it burn than allow the people to utilize.
Yep. No, you're right.
We have a caller.
All right.
I was
that's
just
good.
About to say, we need...
Richard, how you doing? You there?
Richard.
Hello. Can you guys hear me okay?
I can hear you.
We can hear you.
I have an idea for Bernie Sanders' meme for 2020.
What's that?
So, Star Wars Episode 3 at about the 1 hour 36 minute mark.
All right.
The Senator. Star Wars Episode 3 about the 1 hour 36 minute mark is the infamous line. So this is how liberty dies, with thunderous applause. So that's Bernie's new meme for 2020. Great
show,
guys.
That is pretty good. Thanks.
Well, we'll have to check that out.
Yeah, I remember that part.
Well, can I ask the audience, and I hope somebody will call in and dispute this, what is the difference between the policies that Bernie Sanders champions and the agenda being shoved down our throats by the government of California? What's the difference?
I was going to one of our Patriot meetings at the church that shall not be named, and I crossed South Bonneville, the bridge there. And there was a horde of Bernie Sanders supporters there.
Yeah,
I think I counted two on each side of the bridge.
Yeah, that was funny.
It was hilarious. We can drum up more support quite easily for guys like Paul DeNuca and Patrick Henry Jones and get crowds of people on the streets. So
when those Bernie Sanders people, did they have crowd control or?
I don't know. They probably needed it.
But it's the bridge. It's the bridge. So yeah. Your crowd control is the bridge.
Yeah. Well, the sad thing is, and I hate to put it this way, but history is repeating itself. Mm-hmm. If you go online right now, you can find Bernie Sanders campaign staffers talking about putting people like us in this room in prison not going along with it, or killing landlords because they're not willing to go along with it.
But,
or,
you know, we can and we should learn from the Bernie Sanders campaign, because they reach young people,
right.
Whereas we are not able to.
Well, we've got
very well, and we need to do a better job of this. There's something to be learned from everyone,
right?
Well, let's,
right.
You know. Let's and I'll go back. We'll understand why they're able to get to the young people. What we talked about earlier was going back and doing hard work, getting on a fire crew, running machines, running hand tools, running stuff like that. That is a lot of hard work, and we in this room and those who are listening to us are absolutely proud of the things that we can do with our hands and our minds. We have a generation that can't do those kind of things or won't do those kind of things. Free stuff is like, you know, all free stuff, free stuff, free stuff, free stuff.
So well, that's what I say.
If we go out there and we start preaching free stuff, we'll have kids on board, no problem.
They will have free stuff. They'll have freedom.
Well, yes.
They'll have liberty and freedom, and we just have to give them a little taste of that, and I think they'll get addicted to it like everything else.
Absolutely.
And they'll want more.
Margaret Thatcher said, communism's great until you run out of other people's money.
Yep.
Something like that.
That's close enough.
Yeah. And that's where those people are headed.
Well, I'm going to make a request here in a minute for her to play a small song, and she doesn't have to play the whole thing, hopefully. But it goes specifically to that, because what I was telling you guys during the break at one point was the way I gauge how politically awake people are is I look at the different styles of music. If you can get gangster rappers singing about the same thing that some redneck hillbilly in Alabama is singing about and conveying the same message from a different perspective, then they're awake. And that what I'm gauging there. And it goes to the Bernie Sanders conversation. There's a reason why those that are pushing socialism on our children are desperate to defend the definition of socialism.
Does she have that song?
I will show her in a second.
Oh, I got to
talk for a second, and I'll show her real quick.
Okay, we could do it at break, but.
But yeah, we do got to figure out a way, and we can learn from campaigns like Bernie Sanders. How can we reach young people? We can't leave it to our elders alone to fight the front lines. I mean, I know our elders are a valuable resource, and right now they're under attack just from what Jimmy's been dreading anybody mention the coronavirus. But even our viruses don't like them, because they're smart and they're informed, is why most of your political parties and stuff don't like them. We got to listen. Like when the commander talks at our Patriot meeting, the room goes quiet. And everyone is riveted to listen to every word he has. But we can't leave it to folks like that alone to fight. And we have to figure out how to get the younger generations involved and excited about this, because they can be a force. And we're seeing that.
They will be a force once we figure out how to get it to them, how to get them to understand. It's like teaching my kids things. And it's like... they're standing on the top rung of a ladder or a stool or something like that, and they're just flailing around and having a lot of fun, and it's kind of like, you know, you're going to fall off that thing and hurt yourself. They don't really understand what it is that I'm talking about until it happens. And then it's like, Dad probably was right. That really hurt.
Yeah.
And so,
don't touch that hot stove.
Yeah. Don't touch hot.
Well, that goes back to the critical thinking, what I was trying to convey earlier. They're not teaching these children that. And it's scary as can be, because our future is is a youth. And you're right. We need to do a better job of teaching them liberty and the concepts of liberty, you know, because they're not. They're not being taught that at all. They're taught, go along with the mob. Hooray, hooray, no matter what it is.
And make a law for every little
thing. So we're going to go to another break. You're listening to KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And this is Sovereign Minds, and we'll be back in a bit.
And laugh. That's why Americans have never lost and will never lose a war. Because the very thought of losing is hateful to America. Lives, eats, sleeps, fights as a team. This individuality stuff is a bunch of crap. Rebellious bastards who wrote that stuff about individuality for the Saturday Evening Post don't know anything more about real battle than they do about fornicating.
It's a brand new day, but still another tyrant. Time spent monopolizing everything beyond this world and what's in their reach. And while they preach for more peace, they ruin more lives in the streets. Playing hide and seek with people's intelligence. Having news media make it look relevant, like I'm supposed to buy it. Cause it sound elegant. Ain't no politician ever been heaven sent. Malevolent, acting benevolent. To hell with it, might as well sell your soul to the president. King Obama, he gon' bail us out. Why the rich men in Congress applaud and shout? Can't you hear the world screaming it loud? Barack is in and God is out. Redistribution of wealth, ain't that what Hitler said just before he painted the battlefield red?
We won't go quietly into the night. We won't march silently into the sight. This is the battle cry. With the most intense.
Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA.
America, I love it. It doesn't say Heco en Mexico or Fabric au Canada, which is French for made in Canada, because a lot of your wood products you see nowadays are made in Canada because of the environmental regulations. Me and Sean were just talking about Candace Owens on the break, and I think if we get to do the show again, maybe we should call her and see if she can get on a, you know, call in for a minute.
That'd be
cool.
Fantastic. Yeah, she's an amazing young lady. She's incredible.
Well, she's a firebrand, and that's good. You need somebody that's willing to put themselves out there and defend what they believe and call out those that are doing the shenanigans.
Have you seen any of the Blexit, I don't know what you call it.
Movement, yeah.
Movement concerts or whatever. They're awesome.
That's incredible, yeah. She's waking people up everywhere.
Well, it's the walk away movement. I tell you what, I meet a lot of people in my profession, which is kind of funny, and I meet a lot of older Democrats that are running from their party like their hair is on fire,
mm-hmm.
and it's beautiful.
What, did you hear? It was on one of the bigger national talk shows. A bunch of Democrats after the State of the Union were calling these shows. And I remember this one lady, she and her husband and some family and friends, they were all lifelong Democratic voters. After Trump's State of the Union speech, and they watched how deplorable Nancy Pelosi was and the people on the left side of the aisle, most of them, not all of them, and they seen how deplorable they were. They called in, and this lady said, everyone in this room is never voting Democratic again.
I kind of always thought it was funny when Hillary Clinton called Trump supporters deplorables. I always tell people I would rather be Trump, a Trump deplorable than a Hillary deportable.
that gets into the, it's what I was trying to convey to one of the gentlemen this morning. If you look at the big picture, what's going on, all these roads lead to world government. Why is Barack Obama calling people global citizens? They're championing that ideology.
Are you talking about an Agenda 21 sort of deal?
Right. Well, they want open borders for world government. They want to create a super state, and they want people loyal to the government, not to the people. But no matter what the subject
imagine
is,
what our representation would look like then.
Oh, they don't care.
What representation?
Yeah. Right. That's the reason why I'm so active, because you can't go to your state legislator and expect them to do anything. It's a joke. It's a complete and utter fraud upon the people.
I still just kind of go back to where one of the trips down to Sacramento for the CFR case, or even just to get our counties put in on record as signing all of the signatures, getting all the signatures put in. And it was Mark Baird and myself and, there was 500 other Jeffersonians that were down there doing this. And the CHP guard in front of the governor's door, he was a good dude. He was doing his job. But he came out. We'd asked if we could go in and see the governor. And it was Brown at the time. And he came back out saying, no, because he's doing important stuff.
Oh, and they already had an appointment with him too, right?
Yeah, we had an appointment, and he canceled it on us, but because he's doing important stuff.
Important stuff.
And I could tell that CHP officer was just, he was kind of embarrassed, I think. I got that a little bit out of that.
Right, he knew you knew, right?
Yeah, and wow. And he was just like, it was kind of one of those, I'm sorry to tell you guys, but he's doing important stuff.
This manicure can't wait.
Yeah.
A CHP officer is probably open carrying in the Capitol.
Oh, yeah.
Protecting the elite,
mm-hmm.
or who they consider are the elite.
Yeah.
But we're criminals if we do that.
Yeah.
You know, I actually heard one of our representatives say that when it comes to law-abiding citizens carrying only, that, well, everybody has jaywalked. So, meaning that they consider us all to be criminals.
I was there.
You all jaywalked, yeah.
I was there. I heard it myself.
I mean, that was astounding.
Well, there's a news article from the Wall Street Journal, 2007, 2009, where the author of the article was talking about how the government has created so many laws that the average citizen commits 3 felonies a day. And it's just a matter if they want to roll you up on that. That's one of the reasons why I have zero faith in this government. There might be many good, honorable people within the system, but there's zero accountability.
My counterpart at work, he's a great man. He's a seasoned man. He's a veteran, too, of the Navy. He calls it being a felon by zip code.
Right.
Just your zip code makes you a felon.
Hey, we got another caller. All right, Jackie, how you doing?
Hello. Hi. I want we were wondering how to best communicate to the youth regarding socialism, and I was thinking facts are always good because we need to look at Venezuela. What happened to Venezuela when it became socialist? that is a perfect example. And then people are talking about how to be like Finland or Norway, Denmark or Sweden. Those countries only have about, what, 20 million at the most in them. And that's another example of why you can't do it when you have 330 million as your population. But I think concrete examples of where socialism has gone wrong, for instance, Stalin. Stalin was Democrat socialist, just like Bernie Sanders. And yep. Stalin ended up killing, what, 60 million of his own people.
But it was for the greater good.
And what you need to do is show exact examples, okay? And each day that you come on the air, have a one country that you could discuss, you know, well, and give examples of why socialism does not work. Because as you said, one of you said earlier, socialism has never worked in the world, never. And we need to show each day another country where socialism brought tragedy and death.
Well, and that's where the state of Jefferson comes into play, because we can actually teach history to our children in schools and not the garbage that we teach them now.
Meanwhile, we need to get a following, and I think the radio station is a perfect way to do it, but we need to give them concrete examples.
Yeah, I have to go way out of my way to show kids the Constitution. They don't even get that, our United States Constitution.
I understand. So, just read one amendment at a time. That would be good.
You know, I ask people that. I give away constitutions just for fun all the time. Every chance I get, I buy them by the hundreds. It's 30 cents each just to give them away. And I ask people, have you ever read the Constitution, ever? And probably over 90% say no.
Right, well,
they have
it.
And I tell them, I get it, I understand, because it probably takes 45 minutes to read. So, you know, I get
just
not having
one
the time
amendment
to do
at a time.
Yeah.
Freedom of religion, freedom of speech.
Yep.
You know, I think that alone would convince a lot of people, and then do the Second Amendment, and then do the Third and the Fourth and the Fifth.
And
of course, the
13th
Amendment gives slaves freedom, so that's an important
one. I do that. That's a good idea, and I do try to find things that directly relate to them. For females, I show it was 1921 when they were able to vote. Or for 18-year-olds, I show that, look, there's an amendment in here that's not very old, just from the 80s,
right,
that allowed you to be able to vote at 18.
Have them look up Article 4, Section 3.
I will interject here for you real quickly. Part of the problem is our youth are not being taught to look at facts. They're taught to base their decisions off their emotional state, and therefore you can point to Venezuela, but that's not real socialism.
Yeah,
no, and they'll go to Uncle Google as their first thing too, right? As opposed to following through.
Right.
They put something on there, and they take the very first thing they see as a fact.
Right.
Because you can't lie
on
the internet.
Well, you can contradict that. You can.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you're right. That's what we need to do as a people fighting for liberty. When I said it was for the greater good that Stalin murdered his own people, that's the ideology of these people. No matter what act of evil, as long as it's empowering the system that they worship, it's for the greater good. That's why these corrupt government agencies, like the one I just mentioned a while ago about elder abuse, intentionally victimize the elderly to expand their power. It's for the greater good that we empower this bureaucratic establishment, even though they're committing crimes that are what they're using to justify.
Well, I think you need to go in more detail about those crimes like you were doing today. That was very good. So, but just give concrete examples every week that you come on the radio. Give concrete examples so somebody who wants to take notes can take notes.
We're just filling in right now. They may never let us back.
Right.
But thank you, Jackie. We appreciate
that. Yeah, that was great.
Input.
Yeah. So
I want to, you know, I got my little constitution here in front of me. And, you know, we're talking about presidents and all that kind of stuff. So in the constitution, it is section,
one at a time.
Well, it's in one of the sections. If you get one of these things, you can thumb through it and you can find it. And it says, no person except a natural born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this constitution shall be eligible for the office of president. Neither shall any person shall be eligible to that office who shall have not have attained the age of 35 years and have been 14 years a resident within the United States. So think about that one for a second and see how that applies to who we've had as presidents. And do they meet those means?
All righty. Well, I guess we're going to another break. Sue's throwing stuff at us here, so you're doing a great job, Sue. Thanks for babysitting us.
Yes,
you're listening
you
to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Sovereign Minds.
Life ran on beer and gasoline. A half a lap ahead of the law. I had a fake ID.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herring. President Trump's doctor says he has tested negative for the new coronavirus. The White House released the test on Saturday night. Mr. Trump was tested only because he'd come in contact with some foreign diplomats who later tested positive. He's just fine. Meanwhile, health officials say there are approximately 3,000 coronavirus cases in the U.S. now and about 60 fatalities. European travel restrictions being expanded to include the United Kingdom and Ireland.
Vice President Pence announced the new restrictions after a significant increase in Britain's death toll from the coronavirus. The expanded restrictions go into effect at midnight Monday night. At a White House briefing, President Trump was asked about the wisdom of traveling during the health crisis, and he said, if you don't have to travel, I wouldn't do it.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Meanwhile, China is reporting some good news on its situation with the coronavirus. Here's correspondent Sarah Bassett.
China says the spread of the new coronavirus in the country has slowed dramatically. Spokesman for China's National Health Commission, Mi Feng, says 11 new cases of the virus have been confirmed, a sharp drop from the thousands of new cases the commission was reporting daily only 1 month prior. After arduous efforts, the positive momentum of China's epidemic situation is continuously consolidating and expanding. More than 65,000 people have recovered from the disease in China. For most people, the new coronavirus causes only mild or moderate symptoms, such as fever and cough. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Iraqi security officials say a barrage of rockets has hit a base housing U.S.-led coalition troops north of Baghdad. Saturday's attack came just days after a similar rocket attack killed three servicemen at the same base, including two Americans. At least two Iraqi soldiers were wounded. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950. Thanks to Genesis 950, I can have guests in my home without the shame of pet stains and odors. Genesis 950 with water breaks down the bonds of stains and odors so they're gone for good. Its antibacterial component removes pet odors from carpet and padding. All pet owners should have Genesis 950 on hand. I can even use it in my carpet cleaning machine. And it's green, so it's safe for my family and pets. Before you purchase new carpets, you must try Genesis 950. It's made in America. 1 gallon of industrial-strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner. But Genesis 950 is not just for pet stains. It's great for floors, bathrooms, kitchens, garages, oil and grease stains, wheels, tires, degreasing engines, and upholstery. It's available on Amazon. However, if you order a gallon direct at Genesis950.com, you'll receive a free spray bottle and discount using code SALEM. That's Genesis950.com. Genesis950.com.
Pacific Gas and Electric has told a federal bankruptcy judge that it has settled a dispute with disaster relief agencies that threatened to siphon money away from a $13.5 billion fund earmarked for victims of wildfires in California caused by PG&E.
The breakthrough, disclosed by a PG&E lawyer, could remove a major stumbling block as the company scrambles to meet a June 30th deadline to emerge from bankruptcy proceedings that began early last year. The truce is designed to ensure people who lost family members and homes during a series of fires ignited by PG&E equipment during 2017 and 2018 get paid before two different taxpayer-backed agencies. The deal calls for the Federal Emergency Management Agency and California's Office of Emergency Services to pair their claims from $4 billion to $1 billion. Jeremy House reporting.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The St. Paul teacher strike is over.
The teachers union and Minnesota's second largest school district have reached a tentative contract agreement, ending a strike that began Tuesday and canceled classes for 36,000 students. The union said it was in the best interest of all involved to settle, given the uncertainty of possible school closures due to the coronavirus. Students returned to class Monday. The union was striking over demands for additional mental health, multilingual, and special education support staff. John Scott reporting.
Today is Sunday, March the 15th, and some famous people are celebrating birthdays, including Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She is 87 years old.
Actor Judd Hirsch turns 85 today. Singer Mike Love of the Beach Boys has 79 candles on his cake. Actress Frances Conroy, 67. Actor Kellen Lutz is 35. And Fabio, the model, is 59. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
I love the disclosure on these, some of these shows that say the views and opinions expressed are that of the guest, host, and callers only. And I think at that point they should say, if you don't agree with them, you're probably a silly little liberal ninny and get a clue. So real quick, let me remind everybody once again the call to action town hall. That's today at 1 p.m. Doors open at noon. That's at the Tehama County Fairgrounds, 650 Antelope Boulevard, Red Bluff, California. The topics of discussion are going to be the Second Amendment, the State of Jefferson, the Cottonwood Minutemen, Tehama County Deputy Association. The speakers are going to be Mark Baird, Mark Hurd, Woody Clendenin, and Jeanette Finnicum. And tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview Road, at the church that will rename nameless, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is the Reading Patriots present Jeanette Finnicum, and she'll be speaking tomorrow. So we'd love to have all of you down there at the town hall and the Reading Patriots meeting.
Mm-hmm. We'd also would like you to call in, too. Don't forget that.
Yeah, call in at 605-4567. So where were we in our riveting conversation?
Go ahead. Oh, no, good. I was going to say, I wanted to talk about the zombie thing. That
Sean's zombie stories.
So, zombies. I call our homeless people zombies. I am an employee of the city of Reading, and most every morning I walk amongst the zombies. I just kind of want to bring to people's attention what goes on with them. And I hate to bring an issue up and not have any solutions to fix the issue.
Not that they're all bad.
You know, they cause a lot of problems, and they create a lot of work. And a lot of this is because we have all these programs that enable them. And I think the only solution I have is to stop enabling them. But, you know, I got some information from some people in the city. 25% of Parks' material budget goes to the repair of vandalism. At this time, we don't have a good way to track man hours on that, but you can assume it's pretty high, that a lot of man hours. I know just the last few weeks on vandalism, the time I've spent fixing vandalism, I put new lights in at Riverfront Park. Since then, they've broken the lens out of them, all four of them, at least once. So we've had to come up with some other alternatives. But it's not right that we don't keep that area lit up for people who use the trails and use the bathrooms and stuff, the good tax-paying folks, and then they get ruined by the zombie horde. That same bathroom, it's Riverfront Park. It's right there by Turtle Bay. When our parks people go in there to work on that, there's a small lift station there. There are literally hundreds of needles inside the wet well of that lift station that the little pumps in there can't pick up. So we have to bring in an outside sanitation company to come vacuum that out before we can even work on it. then this is the stuff that we deal with on a daily basis.
May I ask, that lift pump, what does that lift pump do?
So it takes the waste from that little four-stall bathroom and puts it into our main sewer system to be dealt with at the treatment plants. Right. But just that one station has such a consolidated amount of needles, and these needles are given to them, and this is where they're disposing of them. Not in a safe way. They're just flushing them down the toilet.
The people who are enabling these policies don't seem to care about that. I mean, you look at San Francisco, you have people, and I hate to use this, but they're eating human feces on the side of you can go online right now, look at a news article where a guy's pooping at a bus stop and then eating it.
In a Walmart.
In a Walmart or next to a restaurant. You're sitting on the sidewalk eating breakfast, and some guys, they don't. That's the zombie issue we're talking about.
It is lunchtime out there, Matt.
I'm sorry. But getting to the point that somehow this is okay.
So there's that, and then sticking along with that, when you go out there to clean it up, I've heard the article come through on the news that you actually are prohibited from cleaning it up with a pressure washer and some antibacterial, whatever, bleaching it.
You have to be able to collect it somehow, or the chemicals you use, so it doesn't go into our rainwater and all that.
But that makes sense. But what they were given was that it could give somebody some like PTSD relapse of what it was in the civil rights movements in the 60s and getting sprayed with the fire hoses and all that kind of stuff when they were out there protesting. Okay, what?
I don't see the correlation there.
I don't either.
Well, that's part of the game of manipulation.
Yeah.
It's the game of manipulation. If you don't actually know what was going on in these periods, they get the public to go along with this. You and I have talked about illegal immigration before. Guess what, brother? According to these people in our society, we're racist, homophobic bigots who hate these people.
Well, if that's true, then Cesar Chavez was a racist too.
Yeah.
Because Cesar Chavez, a lot of people don't know. Because I, a long time ago, I thought, he just wanted all the illegals to come in. Well, he was staunchly against illegal immigration. And a lot of people don't know that. I didn't know that until I looked it up.
Well, look at Che Guevara. He's an idol of these people who threw gays off buildings and murdered them. But the left embraces him for what reason?
And he's a revolutionist.
But Sean, you're talking about how we're enabling these people and all this stuff's going on now. Well, look at California. They made methamphetamine. If you have just a personal amount, I don't know exactly what the weight or amount is. If you have a personal amount of heroin or methamphetamine, it's a misdemeanor now. So you can get caught with, what used to be a felony, and nothing happens to you. You get cited, and these people, they walk away. They have a failure to appear. And what do you think happens around the country when they find out, you can come to California, and, that meth and heroin is a misdemeanor. And not only that, you have all the benefits. And you can steal something under, $900, and it's a misdemeanor?
Yeah,
including a firearm.
They're seeing mass hordes in Southern California going into Walgreens. There was a news article a few days ago about that, where they're just robbing the store, and nothing's being done. But that goes to something. Mm-hmm. There's a caller that calls into this show all the time. An older gentleman says that if they just make crime illegal, that crime will go away, and he's joking about it. But what we're witnessing is those that have studied collapsing societies, the crime rate goes up. They can't address the crime rate, so they just legalize it.
Right,
and therefore,
exactly.
And with the heroin and all that, those within our government aren't financially benefiting from criminally prosecuting the tweakers on the street.
Yeah, and they're letting all these people out of prison, AB 109 and all these.
Well, the recidivism rate is like 30%.
Right, but the thing is, it's like, they say, we don't have enough room in our prisons. Well, you want to spend $77 billion on a train? Why don't you put all the prisoners on the bullet train?
I wonder how far that would go to addressing the homeless situation, too, since they're already collecting the money.
Well, it's big business to be in the homeless.
And that's,
it is.
And that's the other part to it. Our county gets an insanely amount of money coming in from the state to handle these kind of people. I mean, they're people nonetheless.
Right, right.
At the same token, they're saying that it's not their fault. It's a disease. Like, no.
Well, you know, I've been homeless myself. Yeah. I've lived in my car, you know, and, you know, this was years ago, but, you know, I was working and I just, you know, saved up. I wasn't out buying, you know, a bunch of dope and, you know, squandering my money. I, you know, was at least responsible enough to get back on my feet on my own.
No, and when I was younger, my family was homeless just for a short while, but we stayed with family and friends. You know, is what we did until we can get on our own feet.
All right. Yeah. We're going to go to another break, guys. You're listening to Sovereign Minds on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
There's a for sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. You can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. I love Jenny, painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Phil there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town. Yeah.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Pass the ammunition. This is basically illegal in California now. But you can have heroin or crack, and it's only a misdemeanor. But if you pass the ammunition to your buddy, it's probably a felony, I guess.
Yeah, probably.
Well, everything's a felony, man. Everything is. That's the problem.
Except for drugs and
right.
Stealing.
We actually have some rain going on out there that is very well needed. But let's say you wanted to hold on to that for a later date.
Oh, in a rain barrel or something?
In a rain barrel or something, or a cistern.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody else know that you're doing that, because God help you, if California State finds out, they'll come after That's everything you own.
Crazy.
Well, that's the problem. We've lost all our rights. You shouldn't have a problem putting up.
Not lost.
Well, they've been stolen.
No, we gave them up.
Yep.
We sat by the wayside, as conservative people do. Conservative people tend to live and let live. Right? We don't mess with our neighbors until their stuff spills onto our property. And then we go have a conversation. And if they're also a conservative, you're able to come to a solution to the issue. But in general, we don't speak up and say anything. We sit by the sidelines, and this is where we're at now. So we didn't lose or get them stolen. We let them have them. And now there are some of us that are afraid we'll never get them back and are trying to do something about it, which is this State of Jefferson or the CFR case or the Second Amendment case with Mark Baird.
Yeah. Did you know my father-in-law lives in Del Norte County? And, you know, a few years ago I was telling somebody about them wanting to put meters on our wells. Oh, no, they're not going to do that. You're just paranoid, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, there is a bar over there that has a meter on their well. It's I forgot what the it's the moon shadow or something.
Yeah, well, there is stuff where I know my father-in-law deals with this because he's on spring water, and it's the best water anywhere. But they want you to voluntarily let them put a meter on there. And that's just a shoe-in, right? They give you these other breaks or other incentives to let them meter what your usage is. Not going to bill you or all this other garbage they feed you, just for stats. And, of course, he's, you know, been against it. But that's how they get in. You know, just let us see.
Yeah.
We're not going to do anything with it. And then,
you
give them an inch and it's going to go a mile.
Rights. That's the same thing with the grazing rights and so much other. You let them an inch in the door. And then they try to take over. And I hate to put it this way, gentlemen, but those in our government better pull their heads out of their proverbial back ends, because if you're dumb enough to think the people here are going to give up their water rights for their wells without shooting you, you're going to get shot. And I'm not looking for a confrontation, but intentional mismanagement of our water resources doesn't constitute an emergency to steal my freedom and my rights. And it's like you said, we've let them get away with this. Well, they're fast approaching that line where people are going to begin using force to defend themselves, you know.
Yeah, and, well, hopefully before we get to that point, we can inform people with platforms like this. Or
well, that's
how to
why we
got to
be educated.
That's why I tell people, if you can't give your time and treasure, then at least try to be more informed. Even if the information you're getting leans one way or the other, at least you're more informed. Try to find out more information, you know, other than a single source.
Find something that interests you and follow it to the end, and then, you know, try to.
Yeah, I don't think it matters what it is. If you're passionate about something, even just a hobby, you can find some way that California will tax or infringe and hinder that passion, whatever it is. You could be an artist. You can be a hunter. I mean, we used to run dogs. I loved running dogs, you know, and we can't do that now. Hopefully, when we have the State of Jefferson, we can bring that back. But that's a great thing we did, and we did as a family. I took my young babies out there with me, and there was none of these stories like what they tell and what they showed to the public is it's a blood sport. It was nothing like that. It was good, clean, Christian fun. We did as a family, whole family.
Put food on the table. Yeah. First and foremost.
And there was nothing easy about it. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah. Most people we would take with us were one and done. They never wanted to go back and do it again.
I'm not a hunter, but do you deer hunt?
Not so much anymore, but yes, I have.
You have. Yep. I just don't see how somebody could shoot a poor innocent deer, you know, and then
take
the back strap and, you know, coat it in flour and fry it with some salt and pepper to taste, and with some asparagus tips. I just
You're making me hungry.
Yeah, right.
Let that be a reminder to everybody.
I started getting you, didn't I?
Almost lunchtime.
Yeah, I love telling hunters that. They start looking at me like you don't see it.
You know, when I want to touch on this, because this is a big issue here. These environmental groups and all these people who are trying to get rid of the Second Amendment for this reason or that reason. Well, getting specific here. Virginia, they're banning copper ammunition. California, they're banning lead ammunition in the name of environmentalism. They're trying to create an environment where you can't do these things.
You know what I like to say to environmentalists? I actually got it from a comedian, so it's not my own, but it was awesome. you got these people, they want to save animals, they want clean air, and they want clean water and all this, right? And they go to these big rallies and all these things, and they push their agenda, and then they all go home and do a number two in perfectly good, clean drinking water.
Yeah.
Every one of them.
Well,
and so that just shows their commitment to the environment that they're trying to protect.
It's funny because Ted Nugent got a lot of...
I didn't know any better way to say number two.
I could have said it better myself.
Ted Nugent got a lot of flack from a lot of anti-hunting people and stuff. And Ted Nugent said, well, you know, I'd rather go out and shoot a deer that's lived in the wild than rather than eat an animal that's been standing around in its feces for the last, you know, year.
You mean eat organic? Because that's what hunters do, yeah. Right? That's actually real organic.
Well, all the money that the hunting industry, the people who go into that, that's all that's propping up most of these conservative agencies. So the more that they push against those, I've tried to describe what's happening in California specifically. The parasite is now trying to kill the host to fulfill whatever. You know what I mean? All these social programs, they all rely on the back of the people that are paying taxes. So if you crush the people who are paying taxes to the point...
They can't give to you what they didn't take from someone else first.
Right, right. And it's like a parasitic relationship. You know, the hunters provide the resources to do these things, but yet they want to get rid of the hunters and the sports enthusiasts that embrace that.
And don't forget that the hunters are actually preserving those who don't want us to hunt food.
Right,
because what we eat is what they ate, you know, that kind of thing. So,
well, that gets into the conversation of GMOs. Why don't we have labeling on GMO food in California? You know, it was a game of manipulation when that went on the ballot. They manipulated how it was presented, and we should know where our food's coming from. Do you really want, and I'm not trying to scare anybody, but do you really want your food source dependent on being imported from another country when you're looking around and watching what's happening now? You know, you don't. You want it grown
right here.
We do. We need more American-made, more American-grown.
Were you going to get into this?
It's actually really hard. It's really hard to buy American-made. I have a new baby. He's 1 year old. And I've been really, with my wife, we've been really trying to find quality American-made products. He's kind of hard, we're finding, on toys. But we'll spend good money, just ridiculous sums of money on these toys that are supposed to be better made and stronger, and they're just not because they're imported from somewhere where they make as cheap as they can. But try to find these things, these Tonka trucks and things, American made, so you can have it where it lasts, you know, a generation or two. They're hard to find.
I went out looking for work boots years ago one time, and I went to one of the places here I thought would be mostly American made. And 80% of the work boots, even the brand names like John Deere and Cat, were made in China. So I just went to the Red Wing store and bought Red Wings.
It's cheap and it's easy. Yeah. And we send all those products, yeah.
It's slave labor. I'm sorry. And that's,
don't be sorry about it. It is.
Well, it's collectivism. And that's something that these people that are pushing all this on our youth either don't care about or don't care about.
Yeah,
it's slavery to the system and the power structure.
Yeah, I'd rather spend, you know, a third more on something that's going to last twice as long.
Yeah, yeah. We would, but it's hard to do. It's hard to find American-made stuff. But if we keep pushing and we keep trying, I mean, you can't just not do it because it's hard, right? If it was easy, you know.
And that's why I love Trump, because I'm gonna say it, the coronavirus, I try not to talk about it.
I know,
about
you
it,
were
but,
like, ah. Oh.
But
let's do it. Let's go there,
you
Jimmy.
Know, sorry, guys, but... You know, with us being reliant so much on China, now this whole thing has happened, and so you have this whole problem with stuff being imported from China or wherever, and it's just making his point stronger.
Yeah.
That we should, you know, start making stuff.
Well, I think this has shown what a reliance people have on government, right? They want government, even Trump, to solve all their problems. And it's just not the way it's supposed to work. We can survive without the government. The government we put there to protect our rights, not to control us, not to to hold our hand for every little thing. The coronavirus is here, and we have to take necessary precautions. We shouldn't be blind to it or understate it, but I don't think we should look just straight to government to hold our hand and carry us through this.
Yeah, or blame them when it all goes awry.
Yeah, or blame them, yeah.
Because you said that you got sick a while back.
I had the H1N1 or the swine flu. I got it. I survived. And when I went in and got checked, and they're like, oh, yeah, you got it. Go home. There was no cure then either, you know.
And nobody
stay hydrated,
out.
Try to keep something down.
Right.
I forget how many people it killed, but it was a lot of people.
It was 18,000,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, and this will too, and unfortunately it's attacking the people most susceptible, our treasures of ours.
Yeah.
Who don't have a much time, you know, and mm-hmm. it's our elders. We got to get as much out of them as we can, and we need to protect them. So you shouldn't be a fool about it. You should take the necessary precautions, but we also shouldn't just look to our government to support us and carry us through every little thing.
I think you know, people should be vigilant, but they're going way, way.
I would jump in there with you, Jimmy, because the people who are panicking now, oh my goodness, they're going to be the real threat if our country does
zombies
collapse.
Yeah. Well, they'll be part of the zombie horde. Yeah,
yeah.
They're sheeple.
You know, yeah. I listen to a lot of radio dramas, like the old time radio dramas.
Oh, I love those. Yeah. I love them.
And I was listening. I've been listening to this one called Mystery Theater.
Yeah,
and it's from the 70s. And on some of these episodes on YouTube, they'd have the original newscast from back then, and it was on WOR New York. They were talking about, and this was in 1976, there was a swine flu outbreak at Fort Dix, and it ended up killing one serviceman, and you know, a bunch of other people got sick, and then they did inoculations for it, and the inoculations, I got here somewhere, ended up killing, just the inoculations ended up killing 250 people. Yeah, it was right here. It was a Fort Dix. Yeah, H1N1 strain of Fort Dix. Swine flu, they call it the swine flu fiasco or swine flu debacle. January 19th to February 9th, 1976. And there was a mass immunization in the U.S. And the side effects from the vaccine actually caused 500 cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome. And it ended up 25 people died from it, just from the vaccine.
And there was my wife pulled up an article last night and let me read it, that there was a military study done on the flu vaccine. Like, so I guess one of the things that they've been putting out there is that if you want to prevent yourself from getting the coronavirus, is you go get the flu shot. And so they kind of promoted that on the military side of things, and they found out that those who had the flu shot was 36% more susceptible to the coronavirus than those who didn't have the flu shot.
Well, on that happy note, let's go to a break, and we'll continue on that. This is Sovereign Minds, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
You have to learn to pace yourself. Pressure. You're just like everybody else. Pressure. You've only had to run so far, so good. But you will come to a place where the only thing you feel are loaded guns in your face, and you'll have to deal with pressure.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, I'm Dan Flynn. I'm the presiding judge at the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those people who wish to serve on the grand jury. To apply and to get additional information, please go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
That's right. Now is your chance to apply. The Shasta County Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. Visit our website for more information.
Please apply now.
Listening to Sovereign Minds on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And we have Dr. Nick on the phone. What's up, buddy?
Yo, my home skillets.
What's up, home skillets?
What's up?
Hey, I'll tell you what's up, Bruce. I wanted to know, do you think coronavirus is a man-made virus?
Yes, there is evidence. I heard somewhere along the line that there is a patent number for it.
Oh, wow.
And I have not yet bothered to try to look that number up, but there's a lot of things that have a patent number that you would think that wouldn't, and it's kind of interesting. But yeah, it doesn't surprise me one bit that this would be something that's man-made, because you have biological warfare, and you got to have some kind of ammunition. So let's create something that's fast spreading, and just kind of wipes a lot of people out really quickly, so that, as the Democrats say, you can leave no
crisis.
Crisis. Thank you. No yeah. Crisis.
Never let a crisis go to waste.
Go to waste.
So you think it was like a hybrid, Nick? Do you think it was like a hybrid swine flu?
Well, when it first appeared, I read a deal that a Chinese gal was deported back to China, that she worked for a government lab in Canada, and that she was accused of stealing records and giving them to the Chinese. And then later I read where we had two biological weapons labs in the United States tied into that lab up there, and it pretty much pointed the finger to it. And you've got to wonder, with what's been going on with the global government that, has really been wanted to be put in place. You had Clinton in on it, you had Bush in on it, you had Barack Obama in on it. And then, Hillary Clinton's apple cart got upset by Trump, and they've gone to just any means to discredit him and kick him out of office. And it seems to me that they'll go to any means to get him out of their way. And you've got to wonder if it was released deliberately, especially when I think it was Jay Rockefeller said, or one of the globalists said, that the population of the world needs to be thinned by 95%.
Yep, you're right. And so the way to do that, let's take care of a lot of people by putting this out there.
And you look at the lengths that the globalists, Nancy Pelosi, and all the Democrats will go to get their way. And you've got to look how much they hate Donald Trump, because they just about had it in the bag. And you've got to wonder if this isn't a man-made engineered crisis. And I'm going to let you go. I just wanted to plant that idea.
Thank you, Nick.
A lot of people have talked about that. But, in a morbid sort of way, Trump might come out looking good with this. I mean, I don't want to say it like that, but with the travel restriction he put in ASAP, a lot of people are freaking out about the stock market. And when Trump got into office, the stock market was at 19,587, right around there, and it got up to 29,000, but now that it's dropped, I think Friday's close was at 22, almost 23.
20 is just over 23.
Right. So
it's still up.
It's still up, and just think if Trump wasn't in office and it was still around 19,000,
he makes it hard to buy the dips.
It would be.
Now you got to buy one.
Yeah. So it would be, we would have got really hammered on our 401ks and all that. And, the other thing with him putting those travel bans in early, he probably saved a lot of lives.
Well, yeah.
So, Well,
I want to interject here, okay, because I do pay attention to the world government conversation and the prepper communities. People have long worried about how our government would respond to a pandemic, and we're starting to see the rollings out of a soft martial law right now. You have 6 states where the governors have activated the Army National Guard in various forms. You have the quarantine lockdown, which I'm not saying that this pandemic truly turns out to be as bad as it is, that you shouldn't be cautious. But they've long talked about that. That's one of the few things that gives me hope in our country.
But even if it is as bad, even almost apocalyptic, you still got to live.
Right.
Right. You don't stop living. And if everybody just goes home and locks themselves away, then what's going to happen? You still got to turn the lights on.
Well, that's
flush your toilet. You got to have clean drinking water. So you still have to live.
I mean, but these things have been around forever.
The
1918 flu pandemic, the Spanish flu.
Well, look at the response of our government. Look at the response of our government. Getting to Nick's question about man-made, yes, I do believe it is man-made. There's conversations where people are looking at genetic markers, potentially, and it being a lab, they have markers and when they work on genetic stuff and whatnot. And that region is the biological region for China for working on that kind of stuff. So I agree with the opinion that it was probably stolen from a lab and released. Because, China right now is accusing us of militarily releasing it into their country. You can go online and find conversations on that subject.
Classic socialistic strategy, make the blame on them before they find out that it was actually you.
I've heard of these stories about the military doing experiments.
Yeah,
in the 50s, they released a bunch of mosquitoes with yellow fever or something like that. So, we're going to get through this. It's not the end of the world. Just be vigilant and
be smart.
Like you were saying, live your life.
We don't really even know what's out there. I mean, World War II, the Japanese, they developed all kinds of stuff that we have no privy to at all.
Right.
And tested it on the Chinese. Well, one of the hardest hit places at the moment is Japan.
Yeah.
So your conspiracy theorists.
I'm personally not a real big conspiracy theory guy, but I do believe these other countries, when they say by any means necessary, air, water, land, we are under attack.
Financial.
And so anything that comes at us, we should look at with a skeptical eye and assume right out the gate, that it's an attack of some kind, and we need to be prepared for it. And I think we, under the leadership we have now, are handling it pretty good, at least in these beginning stages.
Well, that's what I was pointing to the prepper community as giving me hope. 5 years ago, 10 years ago, the preppers were considered right-wing extremists, blah, 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 whatever propaganda you want to look at on them. But now it's mainstream. And I'm not just talking, pardon my French for you folks, the morons chasing the 500 rolls of toilet paper all of a sudden because of a risk, but those that have had the mindset of, hey, PG&E cut power for 5 days. Maybe I should figure out how I could survive without power.
You know what I mean? How on God's green earth did the human race ever make it to the point where we had electricity?
I mean,
you don't know what prepping, you got till it's gone.
Right. Prepping is one thing. I do not disown the preppers at all.
I like to say that I'm not fat. I'm a prepper.
Yeah.
Hey, if I was with the Donner Party, they all would have lived. I'm so fat. I'm sorry. That was terrible.
That's pretty bad.
You know who, like my son, he flies all over the Western United States. He's got a tech job for a communications company, and he's got to fly. He's in two different states a week, and like Sean's saying, you got to be vigilant and careful. But I mean, you can't stop living.
No, you have to live, and you should. And people should never allow themselves to buy into the panic. When you panic, you make bad decisions that don't benefit you, even if you're in the right. I mean, somebody was telling me this morning about a Walmart being closed down because people were fighting over toilet paper.
That was in Arizona, yeah.
Yeah, if you're already at that point and nothing's really happened in our society, how are you going to respond in a real crisis?
Well,
I try to tell my kids, you know, if everybody, and I have my fingers up in quotations, is doing it, you need to step back and ask why. And maybe just look at it and wonder. Yeah. It may be the right thing to do, but just step back.
You've got to be prepared. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
One thing I was always taught by my mom was you got to look at the good things. Just be glad that this isn't coming out on like a Black Friday or something like that. Right. Could you imagine the mess with that?
So I think the good thing is buying the dip.
Let's hit another break, our last break. You're listening to Sovereign Minds on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And if you have any comments, give us a call at 605-4567.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop, the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Can you hear my voice? It's time. This is my fight.
Welcome back to Sovereign Minds on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We're sitting in for Mark and Linda Kent. There's Matt, Sean, Chalen, and myself. We're trying to just talk about the stuff a lot of people want to talk or hear and what we want to say. So,
well, I think we've covered quite a broad spectrum of things, and I think that California and Shasta County alone is a microcosm of what's going on in the rest of our country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you, once you realize that, you can look at our local problems and look at it on a state level and go, that's the same problem there, same problem there. And for me, Jefferson is the answer.
First and foremost, we need to figure out how to take care of the problems right here.
Right.
Right at home. Because once we get that figured out, then you can just make it bigger.
Yeah. A lot of showing up and voting. I mean, your vote does matter. I hear from a lot of people, oh, your vote doesn't count. Okay. Well, you may feel that way on the upper levels, but here at home, in the county, in the city, it does matter. And you need to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Well, you need to be an informed voter, not just blindly voting. And
try to at least be informed. Yeah, don't just vote for someone because of the letter before their name, or if you don't know anything about them, because you'll see that. You'll see, like, voting for a school supervisor, you'll see one or two names. You may not know or anything about them. Well, then maybe don't vote for either of them. If you don't know something about them, then how can you vote for them?
Well, I truly believe that we need an option on our ballot that says none of the above.
Yeah.
Because if you're not informed, I'm the same way as you. If I'm not informed, I try not to vote on that person. You know, and
you may be voting for somebody that's totally opposed to what your beliefs are, but you're just voting because it's
want
the
change.
Only option.
Well, you want change. There's a gentleman that ran for assembly some time ago, not in a recent cycle, but some time ago, and I blindly voted for the guy. I admit that. I'm a bad voter sometimes. But when I finally got him engaged in discussion, I realized he's the kind of person that I'm afraid I'm going to have to use force to defend myself from.
You know,
and not being informed allowed me to make that mistake. You know, thank God he didn't get into power, but it's the same thing. You have to be an informed person, otherwise you're hosed.
And there's a website called votesmart.org that you can go and you can look up all the politicians, like in California, and see how they voted on certain assembly bills. So votesmart.org. And another thing, kind of like in closing, we should know, if we promote the state of Jefferson, how to, talk about it and disprove some of the misnomers that are out there. Like, you know, we can't afford it. Well, if we didn't have 500 state agencies, that's one thing that would cut a lot of money out.
Oh, we could absolutely afford the state of Jefferson. And there's been multiple models that have been worked out.
Just with our natural resources alone.
And every single one of those models is from the state of California.
Right.
They did all the work for us. It was beautiful.
And another one is, there's not enough people in the state of Jefferson. Well, I crunched the numbers, and we're 13th. We would be the 13th from the smallest state. The smallest state population-wise is Wyoming, with 578,759 people. That was of 2017. And the state of Jefferson would have more than three times that amount of people.
And I think it would grow exponentially in a very short amount of time.
Oh, you give the opportunity for prosperity and freedom,
you know,
people will be here in droves.
You know how many state agencies Wyoming has?
I'm not sure.
State and local, they have 50.
How on God's green earth do they manage to keep themselves going?
Yep, and another thing, they have no corporate tax and no income tax, state income tax. And their property tax is 0.61%. California's property tax is 0.77%. And
Jimmy, I think we're supposed to be selling people on staying and fighting, not leaving.
Well, that's why everybody's going to Idaho.
I will interject here because I have dear friends in all over the country, and like I try to convey to them, if you don't stand up now, what we're fighting off here in California, you
it's
will
only
be facing.
Coming your way.
My point is if Wyoming can do it, the state of Jefferson can do it.
Oh, we could absolutely do it. You pointed to the natural resources that we could allocate.
And don't move to Wyoming, guys.
They won't allow us to access those because you cannot sell slavery to the government and dependency on the government if you can go in your yard and gold pan and make a living off that. Or cut 5 acres on your property and replant them, and make 50 grand off that lumber. So they don't want you to be able to do that because you can't sell collectivism to a generation if they see the opportunity of how wonderful prosperity can be. I mean, we're in this room, we're all old enough to remember that GMC, Saturn, all these different car names, they didn't start out as some mega corporation. They were mom and pop shops that said, I can build that a better idea on how to build that.
Well, that goes back to a license for everything, including a lemonade stand, right?
Right.
It kills entrepreneurship. People can't develop something new.
Right.
Because they got Big Brother watching them, or charging them, or making them get licenses and all this stuff. And
for a lemonade stand.
Yeah. Let's get a fledgling company and put them so far in debt that we'll never get them out.
Yeah.
That just sounds like a great idea for business or anywhere.
Well, you know what gets me the most? Because I am a certified individual. I don't talk about my career. But if you look at the garbage that I actually had to go do to get my certification, it wasn't whether I was qualified to do the job. It was whether I was going to comply with all the government garbage that I was being requested to know. Mm-hmm. And there's a difference between being a skilled individual and doing your job and just going along with whatever government regulations are being hoisted on you. And the big hurdle there is you could go to Shasta College, have a degree in this thing, but your degree means nothing because you didn't go through the government-approved special interest group that you're paying up the nose for to say, yeah, they're qualified. You could have a degree in the thing, and it wouldn't mean jack because of the licensing schemes. And California is one of the worst in the nation. These people think you need to have permission from them to wipe a person's butt. I mean,
no, we don't need permission slips. We just need to be able to do it. We need to get our liberty back, and we need to give that to our youth or our younger people so they can get a taste of it and want more, get them addicted to that, and get them involved.
Absolutely, and that's why I was shaking your hand because, I admire people who are stepping out and going to the youth and trying to convey liberty to them because they're the ones that are really the target of all this collectivism and propaganda being pushed through our media. I mean, I hate to break it to the folks in this community. There's a reason why the Record Searchlight has acted more like a propaganda ministry of the Third Reich than a newspaper in the last decade. It's because they're about manipulation. They're not an honest source of information. Same thing with Channel 7. They are willfully blind. You could have a rally in their stinking parking lot, and if it didn't fit the agenda that they want to promote, they would not even mention it.
Yeah, I want no part of it.
Yeah, it's horrifying. So
we got to work on being informed and informing others around us. Mm-hmm. So that's why I hand out pocket constitutions like candy.
Right,
it's fun. Yeah. Even on Halloween, when kids came up, I like they want candy, but I'm giving them pocket constitutions.
Do the high schools still have debating teams and political groups?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Should find that out.
I think they do.
I know all the wrestlers in the group that I hang out with. I give them all a constitution, and they're in their wrestling bags, most of them. Some of them, I'm sure, threw them away, but most of them
I would say
them
yes and no. The political correctness culture is so neutered, actual debate in our society that...
Oh, you might offend somebody?
Yeah.
Well, anything offends somebody. Jimmy, if you say you're pro whatever, you're offending somebody.
I am pro fake marble benches in studio rooms, and somebody who is a truist would be like... No, it's got to be fake because you're destroying the environment and you're doing all this to get this real marble in this table.
You're harvesting the earth's marble.
Yeah.
The whole PC culture or whatever they want to call it, it is a direct assault on the First Amendment.
Absolutely.
If you don't like what someone is saying, like on this radio show, you just change the station, or you leave their house, or if there's somebody in your house, then you have them leave your house. That's the fix to not hearing what you don't want to hear, because you just remove yourself from that situation.
Unfortunately, for our
generation. But you don't tell them they can't say what it is they want
to
say.
No, now they're being taught that they have the right to use force because your opinion hurts their feelings.
Sorry, not sorry.
Well, folks, I guess our magic moment has expired. So thanks all the guys for being here with me. And
welcome.
You guys, this was really cool.
Thanks to the folks that let us sit in for them.
And thank you, Sue, for putting up with us.
You are very welcome. And introduce yourselves once more.
This is Jimmy.
My name is Matt.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Chaylin.
And we all support the state of Jefferson.
Yep.
And right. We all support Sovereign Mind Radio.
That's absolutely. Right.
The time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.